This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So, I thought we would talk a little bit about, I had been whining about my cell phone, which all of a sudden is not working very well. So, I had put up on Facebook, what connection does anxiety have to your phone, and or what else gives you anxiety? And the original question, which I've learned the hard way, is not to ask people yes or no, right? If you ask a question yes or no, it's not very interesting radio because people will just say yes or no. So it has to be, you know, and when I say do details, you guys don't do that. So it, I have to ask questions that can't be answered yes or no. So the question is, do you have cell phone anxiety? And I think part of it was that whomever my producer was that day had left his cell phone at home. And he was really freaking out about it, which is not an unusual occurrence that people, when they forget their cell phone or their cell phone, my cell phone is like literally less than a week away from its upgrade day. And I'm just nursing it along because I've never had as many problems with cell phone as I've had with this one. And I don't know if it's just that and I had the battery checked. They said it was fine. And it's about a $400 difference about whether I do it today or do it on the expiration date. So I'm chintzy enough to wait that. You know, it's $100 a day to wait it out. But having to figure out how to reboot it, and the emails aren't coming through, and the battery isn't working, and it'll go dark all of a sudden. And it's my primary means of communication with people when I'm not at home. Which is true for everybody, I think. So the question is, so Manny, do you have any cell phone anxieties?
I don't know if I'd call it anxiety. It's but I do get pretty easily frustrated with my cell phone when it's either updating an app automatically or if it's the cell phone itself is sort of updating because it usually takes a long time. So I get a little frustrated with that.
Well, computers in general, and I remember the old days, in the really old days, when computer rooms were air-conditioned, humidity-controlled, that you couldn't wear perfume around them because they were so sensitive to it, and it's been so hot for so long, and I've got to believe that cell phones, I mean, I know the technology is much more sophisticated, but my cell phone doesn't work very well in the heat, my desktop doesn't work very well in the heat, everything just slows down. So I'm not sure exactly. At least what I'd like to believe is it's heat, which means when it's not quite so hot, things will get better. I'm not sure that that's completely true, but I certainly want to believe it. Okay, so let's hear what other people said about cell phone anxiety.
Stephanie says, texting someone and not receiving a response, especially if it's something important or risky.
Wow. So you're saying it's not the technology itself, it's the use of it and not getting a response.
So frustration
is that correct?
With
That's
other people, and not necessarily with the phone itself.
Yeah, exactly. It's that you've. Although, if we look at that in the context of what I asked, it may be that she's when she doesn't get a response, she doesn't know if they received it. Do you think?
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes, you might. And I've had this issue too, where I'll text someone, and I don't get the response back. And it turns out that they got my text that I sent to them, but whatever they sent to me didn't get to
yeah,
me.
I've had exactly.
Or it took like an hour or so to actually get to me or something like that.
I've had exactly the same experience where I said, well, look, just text me when you get to this place and then I'll meet you there, and I don't get it. So I don't know that means that they're not coming or the trains aren't running or I just don't know what it means. And then they'll say, well, no, but I text you, and they'll show me on their phone, and I'll show them on my phone it didn't come through. So that may be what she's really talking about is not so much that people are rude and not responding to her, what she's really saying is, I don't know if it's the technology. The technology is not reliable enough to be able to assume it's the person. Right?
Right.
Now, isn't that what you'd assume?
Sure, yeah.
Or at least that's a possible interpretation from what she was saying. Okay.
Karen says, absolutely none at all. If I don't get calls or text messages, I'm actually happy. I only use my cell phone, a track phone, for out and about from home. I don't need it much at all, but for emergency, ordering a pizza on the way home or the such.
So she's saying no cell anxiety at all. I wonder, you know what we should have asked additionally was whether people had landlines. I'd just be curious. Yeah. Let's put up a thing that says, and that one we could do yes or no. Do you have a landline? And what's your age, and do you have a landline? You don't have to give me your exact age. You can just tell me that you're, you know, over, you know, you're 20 to 30 or 30 to 40 or whatever.
Okay.
Do you have a landline?
I do not.
I don't either. And I did. And the reason I did was because I figured in an emergency I needed a landline. But there have been three emergencies where cell phones didn't work, but neither did landlines because there's no electricity.
Yeah. Amber says, not knowing what the person is going to say or text to me, and it always ends up being something good. Facebook gives me anxiety, and I do not know why I have these anxieties. No one ever bullies me or anything, so my fear is irrational.
Okay, here's why a lot of people have some issues about Facebook, and it's because they feel that they're not measuring up. Everybody's having a better life than they're having. So that, believe it or not, is not an uncommon phenomenon. I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse.
Barbara says, I forgot my phone when I went somewhere, became very anxious that I'd get in an accident and not have it with me. So many things it would be easier to list. What doesn't give me anxiety?
So you're a high anxiety person, it sounds like.
Well, it's interesting too because, you know, I think about that too. If I ever forget my phone, then I always think, well, what if I get into an accident and I can't call anybody? But at the same time, think about how long cell phones have been around. You know, how did people sort of handle that situation before cell phones were even invented?
Well, they stayed with their car. Mm-hmm. They counted on other people noticing that they were in trouble. They had hazard lights. They had flares to protect themselves.
Right.
For me, the issue is not so much an accident, but that's because I don't drive a car very often. I only drive a car when I'm on vacation. But for me, it's finding people and finding directions, but especially people. That before that, I mean, you bounce around, but now you can just say, okay, I'm at this corner, and someone else can say, well, I'm 3 minutes away. I just think they're enormously helpful for that. Okay, keep going.
Donna says, I hate talking on the phone. If it was up to me, I'd only text, instant message, and send emails. I find talking on the phone draining.
A lot of people agree with you. I know, especially, I see, this is probably an age-sensitive one, of people under the age of about 40. Well, let's figure out how long cell phones have been around. Remember in the James Bond movie with Sean Connery, he had this big thing that looked like a phone book that he was calling on from the beach. Remember? It was this huge thing.
Yeah.
And people had them in cars then,
yep,
and they were considered very sexy. Yeah, so... So the last time Sean Connery was in a Bond movie was, what, probably 25 years ago? I'm trying to think. Cell phones have been around for at least, what, 25 years. They were bigger.
Yeah.
And then they had the Oyster ones, which were considered the huge. I know a lot of, especially guys, who still had the Oyster phone, the little Motorola Oyster phone,
mm-hmm,
because they say it fits in their pocket.
Yep.
And their battery works much better than the fancier new phones, but they don't have email on it, and they don't have texting on it. It's just a phone. But they, and so some of those guys have like three phones. But I know people who only text each other. They don't email because it takes too long. Texting goes through quicker, and they don't have to talk with somebody on the phone. A whole generation of people, maybe our ears will just atrophy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am married almost 40 years. I'm in my late 50s. And about a month ago, my daughter, who's in her 30s, the middle of my three children, and all three are married, blurted out when she was discussing anger issues she had that for a period of 3 years, 20 years ago, when she was 11, somewhere between age 11 and age 13, her older brother was abusing her basically with petting, basically with heavy petting.
And how old was her? How much older is her brother than she is?
Almost 3 years older. And she blurted this out, and I was left reeling. I have not, based on some of the details she provided for me, when I asked where did this happen, and when she discussed the day of the week, when my husband and I usually would sleep late, when she described the scenario, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, when she described the scenario, I remembered one episode many years earlier when I was just sort of waking up in the morning, hearing her door opening, seeing her older brother walk out of her room and saying, "What were you doing there? What are you going in a room for at this hour?" And he didn't answer anything. So when it jogged my memory when she, you know, told me the story. And right now, after 20 years, she tells me this. Now, we have a great relationship, always did. She has no sisters. And I was shocked that now she shattered my world. I have three children who are professionals. My husband and I are professionals. And I never in all my life expected to hear this news. And we always had such a close relationship that I know I would have thought that she would have told me sooner.
What's the question to me, Carol?
I did not tell my husband because it will basically destroy.
No, I need a question, though.
Do I tell my husband?
No, I think, first of all, this isn't your information. This is your daughter's information. What I would do is, first of all, again, sort of backing off your particular situation for just a moment, is this a particularly unusual kind of scenario where kids in the same family kind of experiment with one another? It sounds like they did not have intercourse. It sounds like, I don't know exactly what happened. But it's certainly not a particularly unusual scenario, which doesn't mean it's okay, but it means that it's certainly not necessarily, I mean, I wouldn't go off the deep end about this. I think the issue is, at this moment, what does your daughter want? Does she want to deal with her brother about it? Are there some issues that she feels she needs to deal in therapy about it? Does she want to talk with her father about it? I think that the issue is, what do you want to do about this? What would you like me to do about it? What do you want to do with your brother about it? How does this affect your life? And I think you're going to have to take your ego out of this, because it's not going to do you any good saying, "Well, gee, how come you didn't tell me? I thought we were close." I mean, for any one of a number of reasons, that kids are curious about sex, that it sounds that it certainly stopped well short of penetration, that this may have not been, I mean, that if you've got two kids kind of playing with one another, was there coercion involved? Was this something? I mean, I think you just don't know enough about it, and you may or may not want to know more about it, but I think sort of if you take the position of, how could I have missed this, or, gee, I thought we were closer than that, you've lost, because it becomes about you, and it's not about you. It's about her and what she wants to do now, what her reactions are to it. Does she want to deal with her brother about it? Does she feel it was damaging? Is it the secret nature of it that's a problem? Who does she want to tell? But I think that you're going to have to take your ego out of this.
With my ego out of it, my issues are, when I was speaking with her, I gave her support. I gave her comfort.
Support to do what?
Said that she's had sibling rivalry issues since she was born.
Yeah, but Carol, you just told me you took your ego out of it, and I don't hear that your ego's out of it at all. What does your daughter want? You don't know.
I asked her. And
yeah.
I asked her, I told her I would call you and tell her what your opinion
Okay,
was.
Fair enough. Listen, I think what you need to do, would your daughter talk with me? I mean, look, I don't know if she
probably,
will or not.
Probably.
I would ask her, because I think what you need to go to your daughter and say at this moment is, you know what, I think I've done both of us a disservice at this moment. I reacted as if this was my problem, as if I'd either let you down or that somehow that I had this illusion that I knew everything in your life. I've told the story before that when I had an active practice, I did a lot of work with adolescents because nobody liked them, and I didn't mind them at all. So I just did, I probably did 95% of the clinic's adolescent population just because I had no problem with them. And if I had a dollar for every mother who came in and said, my kid tells me everything. And another dollar for every kid who came in and said, my mother knows nothing about what goes on in my life. I would be a very wealthy woman today. So it's not just you. But the point is, this is can't be about you. This has to be about what she wants at this moment. So who you tell, what you do, we don't care about any of that. We care about what she wants to do. She's an adult. Does she feel this negatively impacted her life? Was this something that she's sort of mad at her brother now, so she's outing him? What were her feelings at the time about it? Does she want to deal with a therapist about it? Who does she want to tell? This can't be about you. So what I would do at this moment is go to your daughter and say, you know, I went to Brown and I was real upset, and she read me the Riot Act. She said, this isn't about me. This isn't about my parenting or what I should have noted or not noted. This is about you and what you want. And, you know, if it would be helpful, why don't you call her up and... You can call at a time where you may not be heard in the area that the program's heard, and you can talk with her. You can't talk with her off the air, but you don't have to use your name, and talk with her about some of this issue. And then whatever you want to do, I will do. Okay?
Do I discuss with my son what my daughter's revelations were?
Carol, did you not listen to a word I just said? This isn't about you. You have no choices in this. This is about finding out what your daughter wants to do.
And in relationships with my son, act as if it never happened and I didn't know anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think this needs to get resolved relatively quickly in terms of what your daughter wants to do, but this isn't about you. And you have to keep telling yourself that, because your instant response is, okay, do I tell her father? Do I tell her son? You know, I'll support her. It's not about you. It's about, what does this mean to her? What does she want? Why did she tell you now? Is this negatively impacting her life? She's in charge about this. You are not. And it cannot be about you, because you will distort the situation and it will benefit no one. So you need to pretty quickly deal with her about it. And you can certainly tell her that, you know, that I said, why doesn't she call me so we can deal with it directly? But this has to be about her, not about you. Okay? And that's the world's hardest thing to do, isn't it? Not only as a parent, but as somebody who is the keeper of a secret of who can I tell? How do I respond to this person? And in this particular case, you hear me all the time saying, if someone ever says to you, can you keep a secret, the appropriate answer is, nope, I'm a blabbermouth. Because whatever they're about to tell you, you're not going to want to hear it, number one. And number two, you are then stuck with it. You are the repository of it. And it is, nobody ever says, gee, can you keep a secret? I won the lottery. I mean, because good news, we're perfectly willing to share. It's awful stuff that we want to have somebody on our side and keeping our secret. So the problem about being a parent is that you have a completely different role. But the answer has to be, if they're going to tell you, and kids can tell us because we are parents, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do about this? As opposed to, I'll make it okay, because you can't make it okay. You have to ask them what they want from it and live with the problem. I'm going to tell you a story about that when we come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, so we're talking about you and your cell phone and whether or not it causes you some anxiety. The issue about Facebook, oh, I know, I was going to tell you another story. Talking about the issue about secrets and whatever. As I said, I saw a screening earlier this morning, which had nothing to do with any of this. It has to do with entrepreneurship. But there's a young man whose parents are from Bangladesh. And, I mean, they're nearly from like a Saturday Night Live sketch in terms of being unsupportive of their very Americanized son who wants to go off. They live in Brooklyn, I think. And son wants to go to Detroit, which is where a lot of it's kind of Silicon Valley part two, because Detroit is really, as someone said, it's not only the past, but the entrepreneurship built Detroit 100 years ago, and now for Detroit because of the steel industry and the automotive industry in particular has really fallen on terribly hard times, but there's beginning to be a renaissance with people moving there with the same entrepreneurial spirit and that we can't do it, whatever. So the point is he's from Bangladesh, and his father says, he says to his father when he's talking about going, and he says, "Dad, don't you want me to be happy? Isn't it important for me to be happy?" And the father says, "No." So, it turns out, and I'm not giving away a very important, and this is not a spoiler alert, that he and his brother, the family are Muslims, and they pray. And so when son calls mom and mom calls son, she says, are you still praying 5 times a day? And he says, yes, yes. And then he says to the camera, you know, "I just don't feel the calling anymore. And, you know, I really feel like I'm not a Muslim anymore." And he and his brother had this conversation of, do we tell mom and dad? Because they will disown us. They will never speak. They will excommunicate us. They cannot excommunicate, meaning no more talking, out of talking, because it's part of their upbringing and they will have no choice. And I'm sitting there saying, why tell them? They're not stupid people. They've stopped asking. So deal with the difficulty, maybe the shame that you're disappointing your parents, but deal with it as opposed to asking them to either forgive you or making them do what they don't want to do and what you don't want to do. Part of being an adult is people say, "Well, I'm honest." Well, nobody's honest about everything. And between honesty and duplicity is silence. And in response to the last call of, "Well, how do I deal with my son now that I know this?" It's a process. But at this moment, it's not your choice. It's not your policy. It's not your secret. So it's neither yours to bestow. You're going to have to pretend like you were before. And I'm watching this 24-year-old guy who is about to ruin his parents' life and his own life because he can't keep his own counsel. And there are times where, you know, guys know this, when your woman says, "Does this make me look fat?" And you're thinking, well, kind of like the Goodyear blimp. And if you have any brains at all, you say, either it's not one of my favorites, or I love you no matter what, or you don't say anything. But saying, yeah, unless she can change clothes at that moment, it's not one of my favorites, is not a very smart thing to say. So who you tell depends on what outcome you're expecting, and what you tell, and why you tell. Because the question is always, why are you telling me? Especially if it's something that you've known for a while. What's the point now? And quite often the answer is not as altruistic as and people say, "Well, I'm just being honest." You're not. You're unburdening yourself. And the question is, if you're unburdening yourself, whom are you burdening and to what point? And I think that's, we need to look at our revelations in that context of why are we telling and who are we telling? And you could, the issue with my caller and her daughter may be, why are you telling me now? And what do you want me to do about it? But beyond that, we have to figure out who we're telling, why we're telling, what our expectations are. Okay, I know it's a much more complicated and mature and sometimes anxiety, speaking of anxiety, provoking response, but it makes much more sense because all I'm thinking is, why are you telling them? Why not just keep still about it? Let them ask, because you're about to ruin your life. And he's talking about, my parents will never speak to me again. They'll never speak to my brother. We'll never be able to talk to. So what's the point? All right. So there we go. All right. So let's go back to anxiety connected with technology as opposed to communication per se.
Sam says, simple, when my call is rejected.
When your call's rejected?
Yeah.
Is it, you mean blocked?
I guess so, yeah.
You know, I've never had my call blocked. I won't answer calls anymore from lines that are not identified. Well, that's not true. Sometimes it depends what it is. But they're almost always, they're not people. Because what I'll do is write down, if there's somebody who's questionable, I usually already have their phone number, and I'll put down what their name is so I know not to answer the phone. But I don't actually I don't think I'm not sure I even know how to block a call. Maybe I'll figure out how to do it. Manny, I'm going to block you. No, I'm not going to block you.
Genevieve says, when I realize I do not have my cell phone with me, I literally panic. So addicted.
Yeah. I mean, they're actually treating people now for technology addiction.
Last one from Rebecca. I deactivated my WhatsApp account because my friends get annoyed by me expressing my feelings if something bothered me. They tell me if it's that important, then I should call, but I've gotten comfortable expressing my true emotions by text rather than a phone call or face-to-face.
Yeah, but that's arm distance. Your friends, you can see why your friends would be upset about it, right? That you really are, you were keeping them at arm's length. My whole thing about Facebook in general, as you know, I am not particularly a fan, except for the program, which it's, it's great. For the program. But if I want someone to know something about my life, I'll tell them. And there are a whole lot of people, it's not that I don't like them. Well, there are some people I don't want to know anything about my life. And there's some people that it's none of their business about my life. There's some people who don't care about my life. So the idea of having a general forum where you could say, guess what I had for dinner? You know, guess what my new favorite color is? Guess what I'm doing at this moment? It doesn't work for me. But you could see that the WhatsApp thing is a way of, it's a step back from taking responsibility, from claiming it, all right? Okay, so we done with that?
Yes.
So I will let you know when I get a new cell phone. I'm not anxious. Actually, the idea of my cell phone completely pooping out on me doesn't make me happy. Because it's my, when I'm not at home, it's my primary, it's, I guess, everybody's way of just keeping, keeping in touch. And I do use cell phone, or I do use the phone, I do use the email, I do use texting. The other thing that when I'm traveling, especially, that my bank account is on my phone. And so I could pay bills on my phone, which I find, it's actually easier to pay bills on my phone than on my desktop, although it's not as reliable because, They've actually lost them occasionally. They've lost, I've put the money in and it hasn't been sent. So what can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Manny, do you want to, there's also one issue about positive technology.
Yeah, we just have a couple.
There's only one person. On only one person in a million. Okay, let's hear. Hopefully this is really good. All right. What are they going to tell me?
It's from Nicole. Nicole says positive experience in regards to technology is traveling. I'm able to navigate any city, finding restaurants, post office stores, connect to websites, look at menus, leave feedback. I could go for on and on.
And GPS in particular.
Yeah.
It's great. No, I agree. The other thing is that you've got the translator app. And you have to be a little careful about it because sometimes their version of a translation is not exactly the same as yours. So you have to be a little careful, but it's certainly better than not being able, than carrying a dictionary around and not knowing what you're doing. So I agree. It's great for travel. Good for you. There's a story today, which, do you shop at Walmart?
On occasion, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's a Walmart around here. There is. No, there's a Kmart. Is there a Walmart? I don't think we have Walmart around here. We have Kmart. But Walmart is in the news nearly constantly. It turns out that that they have a security thing in. And in the last 5 years, this one particular Walmart in Tulsa, they've had 5,000 trips taking people who've committed crimes to the police department. 5,000, that's 1,000 a year. That's 3 a day. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours.
say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, calling is clearly our preference, but emails are second. And so under Manny's tutelage, we always give emails priority over everything except phone calls. So do we have one or two more emails that you want me to deal with here?
We've got just the one that came
okay.
in.
Okay.
It came in yesterday, actually.
Okay.
It's from someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
And they say, hi, Dr. Joy. I've heard my mom listen to your show and decided to listen myself. I was impressed with your problem-solving skills, so here it goes with mine. At the age of 9, my older brother, 16, molested me on numerous occasions. I never told anyone, as he always made me believe that I initiated the inappropriate contact. As a result, I developed And Joy, you may have to actually help me with the pronunciation. Okay. I think it's trichotillomania.
Yeah, she pulls her hair out.
Okay.
Either hair, eyebrows, or both.
Got it. Although he stopped when I was about 11, I still have that today at age 20. I feel as if I forever lost trust in humanity. I still do not allow anyone, including my parents, to touch me. My mom takes it personally and carelessly comments, "Do you have OCD?" or something like, "You'll never get a guy." And that is what I'm afraid of getting in. That's why I'm afraid of getting into a relationship. My brother has since moved out of the phase and married and has two children. I feel that I cannot divulge this information as it will create rift within the family. I'm confused and frustrated. Any of your insight will be helpful. Thank you.
Okay, and what a sort of a serendipitous call or email to have at this moment, having had a similar question that came up from the mother's point of view, and my sense of who you tell and why you tell being what outcome you're expecting. So your call couldn't, or your email couldn't be any more timely, at least in the context of the program today. First of all, I think you need to find a therapist, because at this moment, did we say, she say exactly what the nature of the molestation was? I don't think she did.
No, she just says that is at the age of, she was 9 and the brother was 16, yeah.
Yeah. It's certainly inappropriate behavior. I don't know what happened. Let me just go back to his statement to you, and I don't know when you talked with him about it. Maybe you haven't since then, since he stopped at 11. Is he's that the problem about sexual molestation, especially when it's somebody you trust. Let me back off just before that. As I said to the caller, that brother-sister sexual experimentation is the most common, and you can see why. It's not to say that it's okay, because it's not. And the problem about it in this particular context is that As younger people, we look up to our elders, whether they're parents or uncle or grandfather, or an older brother. So there's a sense of trust, number one. Number two, wanting to please them. And when you add to that context the idea that sex is meant to feel good, you've got a real explosive combination. So your brother should certainly have known better. You at 9 didn't had the sense that something was wrong, but you didn't know exactly what. You respected him, you wanted to please him, and it felt good, and it also probably made you feel special. His notion that you initiated it is irrelevant. If you were wandering through the house naked, saying, "Hi, here I am," he's 7 years older, he's the more responsible one. And even the fact that he was seeing life through a spermy green haze does not give him permission to exploit you in that way, and in fact, it is exploitation. Because of those factors, because he was older, because you looked up to him, because you trusted him, because you wanted to please him, and because sex feels good. Dealing with him at this moment is probably a waste of your time, although at some point you may or may not want to deal with it, with him. Dealing with your parents, as you point, is going to pit brother against sister. Whether or not they believe you. I mean, I don't know that it's very profitable, at least at this moment. However, I think it is incredibly important for you to go find yourself a therapist, because a therapist is a place that you can dump all this. When I talk about being a repository and a friend saying, can you keep a secret? The answer is no, I can't. But as a therapist, the answer is uniformly, legally, ethically, morally, of course we can. And we do. We keep secrets. So going and talking perhaps with a woman therapist, talking about this, talking about your feelings about it, talking about the shame and also feeling special, the secret. And there's something very powerful about a 16-year-old brother saying, "Hey, can you keep a secret? You know, I'm going to come and visit you at night when you're scared and you're lonely, and I'm going to, you know, this, because you're special and because you're sexy." So it's a very mixed kind of bag, and it's only as we get older, although even at the time you probably had the sense that there's something wrong here. But you've got to be the repository in several different ways. The idea of mutilating yourself as a relief of anxiety, of making yourself less attractive so maybe he wouldn't be as interested in you is classic. But it's not irrevocable. So going and talking with a therapist, and as you take more control of your own life, you feel less anxious. You feel like you there are people that you can trust, that you slowly begin to build trusting relationships. Then you can decide with whom you want to share this. But for right now, sharing with the therapist seems to me an important and legitimate and safe kind of behavior as opposed to anybody else, which is not going to feel as safe, nor is it going to be as remedial. So go find yourself a therapist and talk with your therapist about this, and be willing to be honest with yourself and your therapist about all, the entire spectrum of feelings that you're feeling, not only now, but then, or not only then, but now. And then you can figure out, and there's no rush. I mean, nothing, luckily, that the past is immutable, unchangeable. So you, there's nothing you have to do or not do about the past. But going forward, you don't want to be shouldering this secret all by yourself. You don't want the characteristics of how you're dealing with the anxiety and how you're dealing with the shame and how you're dealing with the ambiguous feelings to result in the kind of behavior that's making you unhappy right now. Go find yourself a therapist. Do the work. And then you can call me if you want and talk about who do you tell, whom do you confront, but probably and what you want. What's the point of a confrontation? Do you want your mother can't protect you then, the 9-year-old self, because you're no longer 9 years old. Do you want her to punish your brother? And does that buy you anything that's very useful? Dealing with your brother may be a whole different thing, and whether or not you want an apology, whether or not he's willing to give you an apology, whether or not he's willing to talk about his feelings about it. But all of that is secondary to you dealing with your feelings about it and you feeling more in control of your life and less anxious. All right, call me if you need me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.